escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Welcome, 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 everyone. It is Camo X is at your service. Greg Damon sitting in with you tonight here on a beautiful Thursday evening. Man, I'll tell you what, let's kick out the rain. That's what I want to do. Hey, thanks to Matt Pajeski, our producer, kicking off some Van Halen right away. So we're going to set the tone right away. We're going to have some fun here tonight. So we're going to talk a little, bit about the big game coming up this week. Also, you know what's right around the corner after the big game. That's right, Valentine's Day. Fellas, you guys all ready for Valentine's Day? I certainly am not. You got any ideas, throw them my way. I can use that. We got some listeners' questions, too, that emailed me. We're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff tonight. But we've got all sorts of stuff that we're gonna have some fun with as well. And sorry about that. I had to get the phone screener here. So we're going to talk a little Super Bowl action. And we're going to be joined by Andy McCollum. He was offensive lineman for the Super Bowl winning Rams. Stayed a lot of time here in St. Louis with the Rams. Started off in New Orleans and then came up and ended his career with the Detroit Lions. Andy, thanks for joining us on the program tonight.
How you doing, Greg? Great to be here.
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I'll tell you, little folks playing the home game in the KMOX at your service. Andy and I actually coached against each other because he coaches his son's youth football team, and I coach my son's youth football team. So we've coached against each other a couple times, and, of course, he always got the better of me because, you know, he is a professional.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I think you guys might have came out on top a couple times there.
Well, Andy, I have to tell you, and again, thanks for joining us here on the program. 15 years as an offensive lineman playing guard and center. I mean, you know, for me, I coach O-line just like you, and that to me is kind of like the unsung heroes, the offensive linemen. They never get their names announced. They just go out and put their hard hat on, bring their lunchbox, and do their job and make everybody else look pretty.
Yeah, that's usually the way it is. That's usually the way we like it. Most O-linemen are not the ones who, you know, want to be in the limelight, so we just want to help the other guys get there.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I always say, hey, look, your job is to keep the quarterback upright, make holes, and as long as nobody knows you, you did your job correctly.
Yeah, and you know, from coaching the youth guys, sometimes that's hard to find. Those young guys watch TV, and they all want to be Patrick Mahomes. So
right.
It's hard to find the guys who want to play O-line. But as they grow, you know, once they get into high school and whatnot, they kind of show for themselves where they need to be based on their body type and what they like to do. So that's always a challenge at the youth level, though.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it seems to me also, also Andy coaches at Eureka High School, offensive line coach at Eureka. You know, it seems like it's tougher and tougher to find linemen, period, anymore.
Yeah. You bring up Eureka. We've been blessed the last couple of years. We've had some excellent group O linemen. Last year, we had a great running back, and we had a great O line up front. And I'm going to give a shout out to those guys because I told them I would. But they did a great job. For us last year, we had a couple guys going on to play in college as well. So it's always fun to see kids succeed in that regard.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, let's talk a little about your time here in St. Louis with the Rams. Man, I'll tell you what, winning the Super Bowl in 1999, but talk about some of the amazing talent that was on that team with you.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. I think someone told me there's four or five different Hall of Famers off of that team now. And it looked like Torrey might get in as well, too. So it was a good group. I was just blessed to be a part of it. I signed with the Rams that very year in 1999. I think it was in April. So I was a free agent. Like you said, I played at New Orleans before that. And we had visited up here signed with the Rams. But before that, you know, the Rams weren't playing them. And we played them twice a year down there with the Saints, so I knew a lot about them. And, you know, they weren't a powerhouse team, but, you know, Coach Vermeil had been here a couple of years, and he started to turn things around, and it just made it all happen in that 99 season.
Yeah, and let's just, you know, because I love the offensive linemen, talk a little about the offensive linemen, but, you know, playing with Orlando Pace and Adam Timmerman, I mean, talk about two guys that could really hold their own.
Yeah, no doubt. We had a great group. It was fun. Those two guys led the show. I was talking to somebody the other day, and you know, Orlando was one of those rare talents that you know, the rest of us had to practice, and the rest of us had to, you know, make sure we made it to training camp on time to make sure we're ready to play. But Orlando could show up, you know, wake up in the morning and just you know, dominate somebody. He was just that rare skill with speed and strength, and he definitely deserves all the Hall of Fame and accolades that he's gotten.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And so, Andy, you know, you were part of an offensive line that you guys blocked and you centered some for three NFL MVPs. I mean, and, you know, went to the two Super Bowls with the Rams. I mean, that is just unbelievable to keep most of that group together that whole time.
Yeah, that was great. Great memories from that team. You know, looking back, we wish we could have kept it together longer, but you know, it's a business and guys go and things change, and you know, if we would have stayed longer, we would have loved to think that we'd go back and get a couple more of those Lombardi trophies, but that wasn't to be. But I can't complain, because it was a blessing just to be able to be on the field with those guys. And the greatest thing about that team, I think, you speak of all the talent we had, and, you know, you could name names, but I think the best thing that made us great was just everybody was a team guy. Everyone was unselfish. It was unselfish players playing for what's best of the team instead of what's best for themselves, and that goes a long way on any team. So,
no, you're absolutely correct with that. What was it like with Kurt Warner? I mean, obviously Hall of Famer, and just seems like just a good guy all around. There's nothing bad you can say about a guy like that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm sure most of your listeners have probably seen the movie, which was pretty enjoyable to see. I mean, it focused more on you know, his relationship with his wife, which was just a great story. But you know, having Kurt there, it was, I mean, we were surprised how well he did, but we knew he could play football. And we always think back to the time where Coach Vermeil sat down and said, you know, we will rally around Kurt Warner, and we'll play good football. And you know, we still use that line when we talk to our team at Eureka. Just when someone gets hurt, we say that all the time, because you know, the next guy steps up, and nobody did it better than Kurt did. He just made himself. He worked his tail off and made himself into a Hall of Fame player.
So let's talk a little bit. We're going to take a break here in just a second. Just a couple more accolades from you. I was going through your stats and stuff. 2006 Walter Payton runner up man of the year. What a great class to be, or a great award to be considered for. No doubt about that.
Yeah, no kidding. I was surprised by that. That's that does mean a lot to you, because those are voted on by your teammates. And you know, the people that you play with, and not just fans who don't really know you personally. So that was a meaningful award for me anyway.
Well, just like an offensive lineman, you do all sorts of stuff behind the scenes, and I'm just going to throw a couple out here before we take a break. Obviously, runner up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, served as the Rams Bowl of Ram event to benefit epilepsy. You've also worked with the Down Syndrome Association, hosting football clinics, and the honorary chair for the annual golf tournament. The Linemen in Motion community efforts that you've done, where you and some of the other members of the O-line would serve a Thanksgiving meal to those in need. You guys always seems like you guys were always at Cardinal Glennon Hospital, and working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as well. Obviously, we talked about Eureka High School and coaching youth football, too. And that's what it really goes into to be a consummate professional, when you're able to do stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm just thankful that I was able to do some of those things. And the great thing about it, the Rams did a great job, at least when they were here in St. Louis, and I know most of the NFL teams do as well, with that community service stuff and organizing different opportunities for the players to help out the community. We tried to make it, almost like a team bonding type thing, because a lot of us linemen would do those things together, and it just helped. Having fun with your teammates and helped us bond, and that's always important for offensive line.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. It seems like a great bonding event to get all the guys together, and
yeah,
you guys are all on the same page.
No doubt.
So I had one of our friends here, Brad. He texted me when I told him I was going to have you on tonight, and he actually wanted to ask a question. So I wrote it down for him. He wanted to know how the nickname the Donut Brothers. For the old lineman, how that all came together.
Well, that brings back some great memories as well. Well, back then, we weren't as worried about nutrition back then. So I think the Rams might have had a marketing contract with Krispy Kreme, but Krispy Kreme, it would bring donuts to the facility like two or three times a week. And I mean, a lot of donuts. And so we'd have donuts in the locker room and sitting in our meeting rooms. And, I think me and Adam got that nickname because we brought some to training camp one year. And, I think we might have held the record for the most eaten at one time. I did enjoy one of my favorite memories of training camp was, I think Adam put down almost a full box before, maybe 8 or 10 of those donuts right before practice. And and it was one of the most enjoyable practices because he wasn't feeling so well, but we were enjoying watching him fight through it. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know, one thing I did for my youth team, we used to hold a pancake breakfast for the O-line. We'd go to one of the local pancake houses feed them a bunch of pancakes. And we did it on the day of weigh-in, because what difference does it make? It's not like they're going to run the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. That motivated them to get those pancakes on the field, right?
That's right. Exactly. Well, Andy, I got to take a quick break. Can you hang with me a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, fantastic. Folks, on the phone, we are visiting with Andy McCollum. He was offensive lineman for our Super Bowl-winning St. Louis Rams, a 15-year veteran. Stick around. We got more to come. KMOX is at your service.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, my friends. KMOX is at your service on a Thursday night right here in the heart of Mid-America. 8:21 is your time. And we are talking a little bit about the big game coming up on Sunday. Kind enough to join us here on the phone, Andy McCollum, 15-year NFL veteran, offensive lineman, was the offensive guard for the St. Louis Rams when they won the Super Bowl here in 1999, played in two Super Bowls as well with the Rams. And Andy, thanks again for hanging out with us here on a Thursday night.
You bet.
So a couple things that I want to talk about. So when you guys got ready to go to the Super Bowl, obviously your first year here, what was kind of your preparation like? I guess, you know, obviously you have your certain preparation for the week. You go to the Super Bowl. Now all of a sudden you got all sorts of media and all sorts of other stuff there, a bunch of distractions. How does that differ?
Yeah, it's a lot more attention. Especially now, I think they got two weeks, you know, between the championship game and the Super Bowl. I think the second Super Bowl we had 2 weeks. The first one we only had one, I think. But yeah, the big difference is just the media attention. There's, you know, tons of media there all the time. I know the coaches and try to keep the same schedule, right? Coaches and players are superstitious in some ways. You know, they want to keep the same exact schedule, you know, the same thing that's got them there, you know, practice wise and meeting wise and all that kind of stuff. But you still got to fit in all that media stuff, and that can be a distraction. But you know, these guys are pros, so they've learned how to deal with it. They spend a lot of time just learning how to deal with those kind of things.
Now, I know most of the players' families come. Are they there with you the entire week before, or do they just come up closer to the game? How does that all work?
I think it depends on the team. It depends on the situation. We weren't in the game location all week. We came in later in the week, just a couple days before the game. So I'm not sure how the teams are doing it this year. That's another distraction, so to speak. Obviously, a lot of people asking for tickets. It's the big game. And
oh, sure. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So, people come out of the woodwork asking for tickets and whatnot, but every player's, allowed so many. But those rules might have changed since I've been there. It's been a while.
I guess you just really kind of want to turn off your phone and focus on the job.
Yeah. Sometimes, you got to have a bounce there. You want to make sure everybody's taken care of and you don't forget anybody, but you still do have a job to do. And that's why how coaches try to help eliminate those distractions and keep you focused.
So obviously you're still a football guy, coaching football and stuff. What do you think of the state of the NFL as today?
Oh, it's fun. It's still a fun game to watch. I'm still watching it every week, every time it comes on. I can't help but watch it. I just love football, but it is a little bit different. Looking at some of the play, I think the new collective bargaining agreement maybe has lessened the play a little bit. Not to say that these guys are still the greatest athletes, and they're just as good athletes, and maybe some of them maybe even better than what we were. But I think especially O-line, you and I obviously watch O-line more than most people, but with the new rules of lessening practice and lessening contact time, which is great, it's safer for the players, but I think it takes away a lot of some of the technique stuff that you use, especially early in the season. I think you see a lot of more defense early in the season as those old linemen start to gel a little bit, get more work in as the season goes on that they can't do in training camp the way we used to. So I think that, like I said, it's still a fantastic game, and I think offenses are opening up more, doing a lot of creative type stuff. But I think some of the technical stuff has gone downhill, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree with that. Talking about the offensive line, it seems like a lot of the O-line, boy, I tell you what, they are really moving on every play. It's not just blocking the guy across from you anymore. There's really stunts and other stuff that these guys are doing all the time.
Yeah, and as the offensive guys get creative, the defensive guys do too, so... They're like you said, they're moving across there, and you got to make sure you know where they're going. That reminds me back of when we played. I think the first teams that really did that were some of those early 2000 Patriots teams, and we lost that team in the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl 36, and some of the stuff they did on defense was they'd never seen before, and some of the offenses have now caught up, and so it goes in waves. There's a lot of creative stuff out there, a lot of super athletes you try to take advantage of. So,
no, and don't you think today that athletes are obviously way better trained? They seem to stay in shape almost all year round. And even I'll even go that step further, as far as youth football, high school football, so much more available training and things like that than I know when I was a kid. And it's just crazy how these kids are working out and getting better.
Yeah, no doubt. I think they spend more time with it. I think there's more knowledge for these kids as far as nutrition and exercise and working out, like you talked about. Spending a lot of off season, just getting bigger, faster, stronger. Whereas when back in the day when we were kids playing, you spend your off season. Working on the farm and getting strong that way. But
right.
These kids, there's great athletes, and they're learning how to maximize their potential, which is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Andy, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us here on KMOX is at your service tonight. And do you have any advice for some young people, maybe even some young families, moms? I'll just throw moms out there too, for having their sons play football.
Oh, absolutely. And I know the last few years, there's been kind of we've been a hard time finding players sometimes at these younger levels. And a lot of it was moms and all the and you can't blame them because a lot of the information that came out was the kids are getting concussions and it's not safe. I would just say this. It's safer than it's ever been. The equipment is better than it's ever been. The techniques that we teach them are safer than it's ever been. And the life lessons and the things that you can learn from football are hard to learn anywhere else in this day and age. It's really some important things, I believe, that help boys grow into men and create good communities. So I would definitely recommend letting your kids play, especially if they're in a good, sound program with a good reputation and good coaching. So I still would definitely advise to play, let the kids play football. They'll love it.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and you talked about life lessons. I used to have a thing that I do with my guys called Life Lessons with Coach Greg, and you know, we would talk about all sorts of different stuff. But in today's world, when all the kids are on their phones or they're playing games, you know, they're not physically playing a game out in the yard anymore or doing stuff like that. Hey, where else are you going to learn how to bond with other people? How are you going to learn how to problem solve with a team? How are you going to learn to work cohesively together? And it's just a great game.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Absolutely. And there's no better team game. I don't think there's another game that stresses that importance of teamwork more than football, because you got different positions and different guys doing different things. And you can't learn teamwork any better than on a football field.
You're exactly right. Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining us, man. I want to have you back on. We can talk some more. We can talk some stories in the locker room. I think that'd be fantastic. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll try to keep it clean when we do that.
That sounds great.
There's stories that can't be repeated. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Have a great one.
Thank you. That's Andy McCollum. He is an offensive lineman on your Super Bowl champion St. Louis Rams. Man, I'll tell you what, great to have him on and talk a little football and things like that. Boy, if you guys are interested and want to have your kids play football, you can certainly get in touch with me or any one of the other coaches out there, and we'll get them all hooked up. This is KMOX is at your service. Stick around. We got more to come. Welcome back, my friends. 8:35 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Greg Damon hanging out with you tonight. KMOX is at your service. Matt Pajeski kicking out the big bass line there, playing all the tunes tonight. He's giving me a funny look here. Anyway, we're having some fun here on KMOX is at your service. We're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk a little automotive. Let's bring in our next guest. Kevin Fitzpatrick, he's the Senior Vice President of North America Operations for Opus ISV, and he's been kind enough to join us here on the program. Kevin, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, Greg, nice. Thanks for having me.
So I want to talk a little about electric cars. You know, it seems like we're getting a lot of electric car commercials. Kind of seems like they're getting pushed down to the American public, but it's a lot different vehicle than these internal combustion engines. A lot of folks think that's kind of a maintenance-free vehicle, but it really is not.
No, that's correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, like everything else, it's different, but certainly not maintenance-free. The bottom line is, if it moves along the roads, it's going to have wear, and that's pretty much exactly the case with these electric vehicles.
No, you're absolutely right. You still have tires, you still have brakes, you still have battery care, light bulbs, wipers, suspension, steering, tires, the whole bit. Now, and a lot of this stuff may be even different towards a normal vehicle.
Well, that's correct. Like I'm on the average, if you talk about a Tesla or a Mach-E, a car of a similar size, these cars are on average about 1,000 pounds heavier. Okay, so an example would be a Tesla 3, for instance, is over 4,000 pounds. A comparable-sized Honda is just over 3,000 pounds. So with that much more weight moving along the road, and, you know, by the way, with instant acceleration, instant torque, you know, which has its own issues when it comes to tires and suspension pieces as well. These cars require maintenance like anything else.
Nope, you're absolutely right, and you know, there's a lot of stuff, even batteries. Let's just start off with the battery, because that's the big one that everybody knows. You know, there still is battery maintenance on that. We've got to make sure that the batteries are clean. We also have to make sure that battery is charged up properly, and really kind of watch the degrading of the battery and when it has to be replaced, and of course it's hazardous waste on top of that.
That's correct. And like, you know, again, like most like other cars, there's a high voltage system in the vehicle, but they also have a lead acid battery as well, you know, to run some of the other systems in the vehicle. So, yeah, you're actually dealing with two batteries, one which is highly serviceable, the other one not so much.
Nope, you're exactly right. And, you know, a couple things as far as the, I guess, the big battery, not the 12-volt battery system, but you know, you really have to watch how they're charged, how often they're charged. You don't really want to let your, you know, it's not like a deep cycle battery where you kind of want it to go all the way dead to charge it back up. And some folks using fast chargers may not be the best idea for it.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, and obviously to test one of those systems is not the easiest thing in the world. The Tesla battery test, degradation test, actually is a 24-hour cycle that the vehicle has to be monitored under. So, yeah, I mean, plenty you have to know.
No, you're exactly right. As far as, now let's talk about replacement of those batteries. Supposedly those batteries are somewhere between a 10-year to 15-year window for replacement of those batteries. Do you know if most of those batteries, are they cell replacement, like some of the hybrids, or are they, you got to buy the whole battery?
Most of them today, you have to replace the whole battery. You know, there are some technicians and some people out there that will disassemble some of the batteries. Right now, as far as I'm aware, none of the manufacturers are recommending that you go that route. So to replace the whole battery, I mean, it's a complete disassembly of the vehicle. You know, in most cases, it's about a $25,000 ordeal.
Right. Almost time. It's like a throwaway car. You just want to throw it away and get something else.
I wouldn't go that far, because I think the jury's kind of still out there, right? I mean, they're kind of new. In most cases, that's what's happening now. But I think in 5 years we're going to be seeing most of those vehicles recycled, new battery put into it, and then they're going to be winding up on used car lots like everything else.
Do you think we'll start seeing some of those batteries like in the aftermarket, available in an aftermarket instead of from the factory?
I absolutely do. Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time, like anything else. You know, I think eventually we're gonna see, you know, kits available for 100,000-mile-plus vehicle, or these vehicles being incomplete, being brought back in and being completely refurbished. You know,
no, I could certainly see that happening. I mean, don't you feel that as far as, you know, hybrids or electric vehicles, you know, the biggest thing for me is it just seems like we just don't have the battery capability. Like, we just can't store enough energy in that battery.
Well, it's gotten better, right? I mean, like, you can look at a vehicle, you know, most people, and the way it used to be, Greg, was a car had to fit your lifestyle, right? So an electric car maybe had a range of, you know, 100 and change miles. That wasn't good for most Americans, you know, especially people that live, you know, in wider areas where they have a 30-minute drive to and from work, and, you know, God forbid you get stuck in traffic, right? Now with a range of, you know, over 300 miles, you know, it fits most Americans' lifestyle a little bit better.
No, it does fit their lifestyle better, but now you have to worry about charging. If you know, if you're taking on a trip, you got to be able to find charging stations for them. You've got to be able to, you know, for your house, you've got to have a high capacity charger, installed in your house to get these things up and running every day.
Yeah, it takes a degree of pre-planning for sure. You know, you wouldn't want to take off on a cross country trip. You know, not you know, being stuck in the middle of the desert. You know, again, you know, there are those that would argue that the same is true with fuel. You want to make sure there's a fueling station along the way. you know, but fueling doesn't take an hour plus, you know, even when you're fast charging, there's a degree of time that you'll be sitting at a charging station.
Yeah, you can sit up to a charging station up to, you know, a couple hours, and it does cost money to do that as well.
That's correct. I hope you brought a book, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, moving on with some of this stuff, some of the stuff is mostly like normal vehicles. I mean, as we talked about, they have tires on them and suspension, although the tire, let's just go back to the tires. Tires are usually a special compound, and there's only so many manufacturers or so many kinds of tires that you can put on these electric vehicles.
That's correct. Yeah, like they're rated like anything else. You know, if you think about a Corvette, right, you want to put in an expensive tire on a Corvette, right? You want to make sure you have a Z-rated tire on that. The same is true with these vehicles. They have very specific tires required for them. You know, like I said, anybody who's ever taken a ride in a Tesla knows that the acceleration is really second to none.
Right.
You know, and that's coming from a guy who spent his entire life, you know, with hot rods and everything else. I mean, the acceleration is undeniable on those vehicles.
Yeah, as I always say, it's like Mr. Freeze at Six Flags. It just immediately takes off, and you know, there's no shifting of the transmission or anything like that.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, it's a great vehicle in that respect, you know. But there are others say it'll lack performance pretty much everywhere except, you know, off the line.
Now, many people don't realize that there's actually cooling systems inside some of these electric vehicles.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, they've got what we call dry fluid coolant. I mean, these are all areas that need to be serviced. Of course, there's a cabin air filter. They have air conditioning, like everything else. So, you know, from a once a year perspective, there are plenty of maintenance that needs to be done to these vehicles once they get up to be about 5 years old. And as I mentioned, you know, as people think these are maintenance free vehicles, they are not. I mean, they've got to get up on a lift every year. All of the control arm suspension needs to be checked for tightness, because, like I said, with the additional weight and acceleration and everything else, they wear almost quicker than a normal vehicle, internal combustion vehicle, because of the weight.
Yes, absolutely. Kevin, can you hang with me a little bit more? I got to do a little bit of business, but there's some other stuff I'd like to get to with you.
Sure.
All right, fantastic. On the phone with us, we're visiting with Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's a Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus, ISV, and we are talking about electric vehicle maintenance or EV maintenance, and I got some other stuff we want to talk about, some tools and some other stuff that Opus has for technicians and things like that, some training as well. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Hang on one more second. We'll be right back. This is KMOX is at your service. Welcome back, everyone. 8:48 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. That's right. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are talking a little bit about electric cars, their maintenance and things like that. We have Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's a Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus IVS. And Kevin, let's just talk a little about Opus IVS for folks playing the home game here as far as what Opus does.
Sure. Okay. Basically, what we do is we provide tooling and software to independent repair shops, both collision and mechanical. And what we're able to do with our devices is the main backbone of our company are our support and our support agents. The IVS stands for Intelligent Vehicle Support. So we have factory technicians on staff that when any one of our thousands of customers out in the U.S. is working on a vehicle and they have a technical issue with the vehicle, they can simply plug in our device, and then one of our experts can remotely look into the device. If something needs to be programmed, we can program it. Like most of these modules now, they need to be programmed when they're installed in the vehicle. So we're able to do that from one of our technical support centers, one of which is right here in Michigan.
Yeah, we actually use the Opus box as well to be able to remote program and things like that.
Yeah, that's great. And like I said, that's the main strength of our business you know, we can run a complete scan using factory software, basically to give the technician working on the vehicle a look into every single system on the car. And that includes Tesla. We have Tesla technicians on staff.
Oh, nice.
Our guys are all up to speed on the Ford, the Mach-E. Our Volkswagen techs are up to speed on the e-trons. So again, we're just making sure that the industry has everything that they need, and that's access to information and factory technicians.
And that's a real issue for a lot of independent shops.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, my friends. 8:35 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Greg Damon hanging out with you tonight. KMOX is at your service. Matt Pajeski kicking out the big bass line there, playing all the tunes tonight. He's giving me a funny look here. Anyway, we're having some fun here on KMOX is at your service. We're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk a little automotive. Let's bring in our next guest. Kevin Fitzpatrick, he's the Senior Vice President of North America Operations for Opus ISV, and he's been kind enough to join us here on the program. Kevin, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, Greg, nice. Thanks for having me.
So I want to talk a little about electric cars. You know, it seems like we're getting a lot of electric car commercials. Kind of seems like they're getting pushed down to the American public, but it's a lot different vehicle than these internal combustion engines. A lot of folks think that's kind of a maintenance-free vehicle, but it really is not.
No, that's correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, like everything else, it's different, but certainly not maintenance-free. The bottom line is, if it moves along the roads, it's going to have wear. And that's pretty much exactly the case with these electric vehicles.
No, you're absolutely right. You still have tires, you still have brakes, you still have battery care, light bulbs, wipers, suspension, steering, tires, the whole bit. Now, and a lot of this stuff may be even different towards a normal vehicle.
Well, that's correct. Like I'm the average, if you talk about a Tesla or a Mach-E, a car of a similar size, these cars are on average about 1,000 pounds heavier. Okay, so an example would be a Tesla 3, for instance, is over 4,000 pounds. A comparable sized Honda is just over 3,000 pounds. So with that much more weight moving along the road, and, you know, by the way, with instant acceleration, instant torque, you know, which has its own issues when it comes to tires and suspension pieces as well. These cars require maintenance like anything else.
Nope, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff, even batteries. Let's just start off with the battery, because that's the big one that sure. Everybody knows. You know, there still is battery maintenance on that. We've got to make sure that the batteries are clean. We also have to make sure that battery is charged up properly and really kind of watch the degrading of the battery and when it has to be replaced. And, of course, it's hazardous waste on top of that.
That's correct. And like, you know, again, like most like other cars, there's a high voltage system in the vehicle, but they also have a lead acid battery as well, you know, to run some of the other systems in the vehicle. So, yeah, you're actually dealing with two batteries, one which is highly serviceable, the other one not so much.
Nope, you're exactly right. And, you know, a couple things as far as the big battery, not the 12-volt battery system, but, you know, you really have to watch how they're charged, how often they're charged. You don't really want to let it's not like a deep cycle battery where you kind of want it to go all the way dead to charge it back up. And some folks using fast chargers may not be the best idea for it.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, and obviously to test one of those systems is not the easiest thing in the world. The Tesla battery test, degradation test, actually is a 24-hour cycle that the vehicle has to be monitored under. So, yeah, I mean, plenty you have to know.
No, you're exactly right. As far as, now let's talk about replacement of those batteries. Supposedly those batteries are somewhere between a 10-year to 15-year window for replacement of those batteries. Do you know if most of those batteries, are they cell replacement like some of the hybrids, or are they, you got to buy the whole battery?
Most of them today, you have to replace the whole battery. You know, there are some technicians and some people out there that will disassemble some of the batteries. Right now, as far as I'm aware, none of the manufacturers are recommending that you go that route. So to replace the whole battery, I mean, it's a complete disassembly of the vehicle. You know, in most cases, it's about a $25,000 ordeal.
Right. Almost time. It's like a throwaway car. You just want to throw it away and get something else.
I wouldn't go that far, because I think the jury's kind of still out there, right? I mean, they're kind of new. In most cases, that's what's happening now. But I think in 5 years we're going to be seeing most of those vehicles recycled, new battery put into it, and then they're going to be winding up on used car lots like everything else.
Do you think we'll start seeing some of those batteries like in the aftermarket, available in the aftermarket instead of from the factory?
I absolutely do. Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time, like anything else. You know, I think eventually we're gonna see, you know, kits available for 100,000 mile plus vehicle, or these vehicles being incomplete, being brought back in and being completely refurbished. You know,
no, I could certainly see that happening. I mean, don't you feel that as far as, you know, hybrids or electric vehicles, you know, the biggest thing for me is it just seems like we just don't have the battery capability. Like, we just can't store enough energy in that battery.
Well, it's gotten better, right? I mean, like, you can look at
sure.
a vehicle, you know, most people, and the way it used to be, Greg, was a car had to fit your lifestyle, right? So an electric car maybe had a range of, 100 and change miles. That wasn't good for most Americans, you know, especially people that live, you know, in wider areas where they have a 30-minute drive to and from work, and, you know, God forbid you get stuck in traffic, right? Now with a range of, you know, over 300 miles, you know, it fits most Americans' lifestyle a little bit better.
No, it does fit their lifestyle better, but now you have to worry about charging. If you know, if you're taking on a trip, you got to be able to find charging stations for them. You've got to be able to, you know, for your house, you've got to have a high capacity charger, installed in your house to get these things up and running every day.
Yeah, it takes a degree of pre-planning for sure. You know, you wouldn't want to take off on a cross-country trip. You know, not being stuck in the middle of the desert. You know, again, you know, there are those that would argue that the same is true with fuel. You want to make sure, sure. There's a fueling station along the way. You know, but fueling doesn't take an hour plus. You know, even when you're fast charging, there's a degree of time that you'll be sitting at a charging station.
Yeah, you can sit up to a charging station up to, you know, a couple hours, and it does cost money to do that as well.
That's correct. I hope you brought a book, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, moving on with some of this stuff, some of the stuff is mostly like normal vehicles. I mean, as we talked about, they have tires on them and suspension, although let's just go back to the tires. Tires are usually a special compound, and there's only so many manufacturers or so many kinds of tires that you can put on these electric vehicles.
That's correct. Yeah, like they're rated like anything else. You know, if you think about a Corvette, right, you want to put in an expensive tire on a Corvette, right? You want to make sure you have a Z-rated tire on that. The same is true with these vehicles. They have very specific tires required for them. You know, like I said, anybody who's ever taken a ride in a Tesla knows that the acceleration is really second to none.
Right.
You know, and that's coming from a guy who spent his entire life, you know, with hot rods and everything else. I mean, the acceleration is undeniable on those vehicles.
Yeah, as I always say, it's like Mr. Freeze at Six Flags. It just immediately takes off, and you know, there's no shifting of the transmission or anything like that.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, it's a great vehicle in that respect, you know. But there are others say it'll lack performance pretty much everywhere except, you know, off the line.
Now, many people don't realize that there's actually cooling systems inside some of these electric vehicles.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, they've got what we call dry fluid coolant. I mean, these are all areas that need to be serviced. Of course, there's a cabin air filter. They have air conditioning like everything else. So, you know, from a once a year perspective, there are plenty of maintenance that needs to be done in these vehicles once they get up to be about 5 years old. And as I mentioned, you know, as people think these are maintenance-free vehicles, they are not. I mean, they've got to get up on a lift every year. All of the control arm suspension needs to be checked for tightness because, like I said, with the additional weight and acceleration and everything else, they wear almost quicker than a normal vehicle, internal combustion vehicle, because of the weight.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Kevin, can you hang with me a little bit more? I got to do a little bit of business, but there's some other stuff I'd like to get to with you.
Sure.
All right, fantastic. On the phone with us, we're visiting with Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's a Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus, ISV, and we are talking about electric vehicle maintenance or EV maintenance, and I got some other stuff we want to talk about, some tools and some other stuff that Opus has for technicians and things like that, some training as well. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Hang on one more second. We'll be right back. This is KMOX is at your service. Welcome back, everyone. 8:48 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. That's right. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are talking a little bit about electric cars, their maintenance and things like that. We have Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's a Senior Vice President Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus IVS. And Kevin, let's just talk a little about Opus IVS for folks playing the home game here as far as what Opus does.
Sure. Okay. Basically, what we do is we provide tooling and software to independent repair shops, both collision and mechanical. And what we're able to do with our devices is the main backbone of our company are our support and our support agents. The IVS stands for Intelligent Vehicle Support. So we have factory technicians on staff that when any one of our thousands of customers out in the U.S. is working on a vehicle and they have a technical issue with the vehicle, they can simply plug in our device and then one of our experts can remotely look into the device. If something needs to be programmed, we can program it. Like most of these modules now, they need to be programmed when they're installed in the vehicle. So we're able to do that from one of our technical support centers, one of which is right here in Michigan.
Yeah, we actually use the Opus box as well to be able to remote program and things like that.
Yeah, that's great. And like I said, that's the main strength of our business you know, we can run a complete scan using factory software, basically to give the technician working on the vehicle a look into every single system on the car. And that includes Tesla. We have Tesla technicians on staff.
Oh, nice.
Our guys are all up to speed on the Ford, the Mach-E. Our Volkswagen techs are up to speed on the e-trons. So again, we're just making sure that the industry has everything that they need, and that's access to information and factory technicians.
And that's a real issue for a lot of independent shops, is being able to have access to that factory. I don't want to say factory training necessarily, but factory information, factory manuals, and things like that.
That's correct. Yeah, nobody can be an expert on everything. I mean, again, I'm actually still a shop owner to this day. Started 35 years ago. I have a place in New York where I spend at least probably a half a day a week, you know, working with our technicians, understanding the struggles that these guys are under. Now, when one of these new cars comes in, I mean, they're highly technical. A customer with an infotainment system or something. I mean, it's a lot more than slapping brake pads on these things these days. There's a tremendous amount that these guys have to know, you know, and they can't be an expert on a GM, a Ford, a Mercedes, and a BMW all at the same time. It's important that they have access to these team members, these experts.
Yeah, as I always say, these cars today, they're just a rolling computer, because there's just so many different computers and modules on these things. You know, you don't ask the car to roll down the window. You ask the car if it's okay to roll down the window, and it checks and says yes and rolls down the window. So it's just kind of crazy is all the technology that's on there. And again, with electric vehicles, the technology even kind of ramps up more, where you need the specialized equipment and the specialized training for the everyday technician that you bring your car into their shop.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, imagine when a vehicle is actually involved in an accident, right? Small accident, right? They're brought to these collision shops. They're put back together. Now, you want to make sure that vehicle is returned to the owner with all of the systems up, operating, and properly calibrated. You know, and that's another service that we provide to the industry. You know, and it's important that when the customer gets the car back, like I said, that it performs and the safety systems are acting the same way that they did before.
And we're talking about the ADAS system, or the Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, that many new vehicles have at least some of that on there. Some of them are just completely have like all sorts of different stuff, the surround view cameras and all sorts of different stuff.
That's correct. A customer that's been driving a vehicle for a long period of time and expects it to keep it in the same lane and everything, well, we want to make sure that that's exactly what happens, you know, when it's delivered back to the customer post-collision.
No, you're exactly right. You're 100% correct. And that ADAS, that is kind of the wave of the future, don't you feel?
It is. It really is. I mean, everybody, Tesla's obviously gotten a lot of press with their self-driving vehicles, and all of these systems are just steps on that path. You know, as we move closer to a self-driving vehicle population. But I mean, we're still a little bit ways off. But just, you know, backing up and having the system indicate that you're getting close to a fire hydrant or a parked car. Yeah, I mean, these are all things that have become quite commonplace, but I mean, it would have been magic 10 years ago.
Right. We're talking about the cars that park themselves, parallel park themselves, the speed, you know, the radar looking out front for the cruise control that is adaptive cruise control that will slow down for you, for lane departure, for blind spot detection. These are all ADAS systems that need to be either repaired and calibrated when you have an accident in the vehicle.
Absolutely. And like I said, these cars are absolutely safer than they were 10 years ago. But that is only if the equipment is kept in good working order. And you know, again, computers only know what we tell them, right? So we have to make sure that all the calibrations are complete as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, training technicians, we've got about a minute left here on the segment. So training technicians has also become highly specialized.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's another thing that we do at Opus. We provide training to all of our customers. You know, we have a technical support center, and on an average day, we're getting between 800 and 1,000 queries through that support center. So those are all the number of times our technicians are called in on a repair. We kind of source some of those bigger issues, create training, and then provide that training to the industry.
Now, as far as the training, is that something that you do online? Is that in-person training? How does that work?
We do both. We're constantly doing webinars online, but we have a number of offices, and we love getting in front of our customers. I mean, so for our team, we take one of our support specialists. All of these guys are expert trainers. Put a class together for them. We're going to be doing one coming up in our location in Huntington Beach, but we're constantly doing webinar training online.
So for folks that are interested, or maybe there's technicians out there, maybe some shop owners, and they are interested, like, hey, I want to get in touch with you guys because I want to find out more information about what you can do for my technicians, what you can do for my shop, where can they go, how can they get this information?
Just go to opusivs.com, and you'll find a ton of information. We're just in the process of launching a brand new website and all. Again, like us on social media, and we'll be happy to connect with you.
And this isn't just electric cars. This is for internal combustion engine vehicles and everything else.
All makes and models, like the name says, intelligent vehicle support. So any vehicle with a degree of technology, so let's say post 2012 or 2013, we're happy to help you.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so much for spending some of your evening with us here on the KMOX at your service. And I'd like to get some more information as well. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the time. Thank you all.
Yes, sir. That's Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's the Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus IVS. And I got to tell you, folks, working on vehicles every day, it's really tough with all these electronics. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll see you on the other side of news. Stick around, my friends. More to come. Service. Welcome back, everyone. 8:48 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. That's right. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are talking a little bit about electric cars, their maintenance and things like that. We have Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's a Senior Vice President Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus IVS. And Kevin, let's just talk a little about Opus IVS for folks playing the home game here as far as what Opus does.
Sure. Okay. Basically, what we do is we provide tooling and software to independent repair shops, both collision and mechanical. And what we're able to do with our devices is the main backbone of our company are our support and our support agents. The IVS stands for Intelligent Vehicle Support. So we have factory technicians on staff that when any one of our thousands of customers out in the U.S. is working on a vehicle and they have a technical issue with the vehicle, they can simply plug in our device and then one of our experts can remotely look into the device. If something needs to be programmed, we can program it. Like most of these modules now, they need to be programmed when they're installed in the vehicle. So we're able to do that from one of our technical support centers, one of which is right here in Michigan.
Yeah, we actually use the Opus box as well to be able to remote program and things like that.
Yeah, that's great. And like I said, that's the main strength of our business. You know, we can run a complete scan using factory software, basically to give the technician working on the vehicle a look into every single system on the car. And that includes Tesla. We have Tesla technicians on staff.
Oh, nice.
Our guys are all up to speed on the Ford, the Mach-E. Our Volkswagen techs are up to speed on the e-trons. So again, we're just making sure that the industry has everything that they need, and that's access to information and factory technicians.
And that's a real issue for a lot of independent shops, is being able to have access to that factory. I don't want to say factory training necessarily, but factory information, factory manuals, and things like that.
That's correct. Yeah, nobody can be an expert on everything. I mean, again, I'm actually still a shop owner to this day. Started 35 years ago. I have a place in New York where I spend at least probably a half a day a week, you know, working with our technicians, understanding the struggles that these guys are under. And when one of these new cars comes in, I mean, they're highly technical. A customer with an infotainment system or something, I mean, it's a lot more than slapping brake pads on these things these days. There's a tremendous amount that these guys have to know, you know, and they can't be an expert on a GM, a Ford, a Mercedes, and a BMW all at the same time. It's important that they have access to these team members, these experts.
Yeah, as I always say, these cars today, they're just a rolling computer because there's just so many different computers and modules on these things. You know, you don't ask the car to roll down the window. You ask the car if it's okay to roll down the window, and it checks and says yes and rolls down the window. So it's just kind of crazy is all the technology that's on there. And again, with electric vehicles, the technology even kind of ramps up more where you need the specialized equipment and the specialized training for the everyday technician that you bring your car into their shop.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, imagine when a vehicle is actually involved in an accident, right? Small accident, right? They're brought to these collision shops. They're put back together. Now, you want to make sure that vehicle is returned to the owner with all of the systems up, operating, and properly calibrated. You know, and that's another service that we provide to the industry. You know, and it's important that when the customer gets the car back, like I said, that it performs and the safety systems are acting the same way that they did before.
And we're talking about the ADAS system, or the Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, that many new vehicles have at least some of that on there. Some of them are just completely have like all sorts of different stuff, the surround view cameras and all sorts of different stuff.
That's correct. A customer that's been driving a vehicle for a long period of time and expects it to keep it in the same lane and everything, well, we want to make sure that that's exactly what happens, you know, when it's delivered back to the customer post-collision.
No, you're exactly right. You're 100% correct. And that ADAS, that is kind of the wave of the future, don't you feel?
It is. It really is. I mean, everybody, Tesla's obviously gotten a lot of press with their self-driving vehicles, and all of these systems are just steps on that path. You know, as we move closer to a self-driving vehicle population, but I mean, we're still a little bit ways off. But just, you know, backing up and having the system indicate that you're getting close to a fire hydrant or a parked car. I mean, these are all things that have become quite commonplace, but I mean, it would have been magic 10 years ago.
Right. We're talking about the cars that park themselves, parallel park themselves, the speed, you know, the radar looking out front for the cruise control that is adaptive cruise control that will slow down for you, for lane departure, for blind spot detection. These are all ADAS systems that need to be either repaired and calibrated when you have an accident in the vehicle.
Absolutely. And like I said, these cars are absolutely safer than they were 10 years ago. But that is only if the equipment is kept in good working order. And you know, again, computers only know what we tell them, right? So we have to make sure that all the calibrations are complete as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, training technicians, we've got about a minute left here on the segment. So training technicians has also become highly specialized.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's another thing that we do at Opus. We provide training to all of our customers. You know, we have a technical support center, and on an average day, we're getting between 800 and 1,000 queries through that support center. So those are all the number of times our technicians are called in on a repair. We kind of source some of those bigger issues, create training, and then provide that training to the industry.
Now, as far as the training, is that something that you do online? Is that in-person training? How does that work?
We do both. We're constantly doing webinars online, but we have a number of offices, and we love getting in front of our customers. I mean, so for our team, we take one of our support specialists. All of these guys are expert trainers. Put a class together for them. We're going to be doing one coming up in our location in Huntington Beach, but we're constantly doing webinar training online.
So for folks that are interested, or maybe there's technicians out there, maybe some shop owners, and they are interested, like, hey, I want to get in touch with you guys because I want to find out more information about what you can do for my technicians, what you can do for my shop, where can they go, how can they get this information?
Just go go to Opus, OPUSIBS.com, and you'll find a ton of information. We're just in the process of launching a brand new website and all. Again, like us on social media, and we'll be happy to connect with you.
And this isn't just electric cars. This is for internal combustion engine vehicles and everything else.
All makes and models, like the name says, intelligent vehicle support. So any vehicle with a degree of technology, so let's say post-2012 or 2013, we're happy to help you.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so much for spending some of your evening with us here on the KMOX at your service. And, I'd like to get some more information as well. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the time. Thank you all.
Yes, sir. That's Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's the Senior Vice President of North American Operations for Opus IVS. And I got to tell you, folks, working on vehicles every day, it's really tough with all these electronics. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll see you on the other side of news. Stick around, my friends. More to come.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.